Operation Santa has been bringing Christmas presents to children in rural Alaska for more than 20 years. This year, KUCB's Ann Hillman got to tag along for one of the stops.
Santa Claus took to the skies and the Aleutians again this year. He decided to forego the weather-weary reindeer in exchange for a Gorman goose and hopped a flight from Unalaska to Accutane last Friday, bearing boxes of gifts and fruit. 9 kids, including 2 toddlers, looked on patiently as Santa distributed gifts in the schoolhouse.
I got a movie and a thing that transports pictures to your computer.
As 13-year-old Janine Vernon opened her presents, she explained that Christmas was about more than gifts. It's about building relationships with her 4 older siblings.
It's kind of fun to be the youngest. You could torture your older sisters and brothers.
Give me some hints. What should I be doing to torment them?
I tease them. I go knock on their bedroom door and then run away.
But Santa didn't seem to notice that Janine or any others might have been naughty.
That's beautiful. I just like to see the little kids' faces, and I get big hugs and a thank you, and that makes it all worthwhile.
Santa, who resembles Lynn Lewis, said along with some of the hugs, other Santas in other villages received questions.
The little native boy out there says, you know that you're not Santa because Santa's not white, he's Aleut.
14-year-old Sarah Braskin had questions too.
Do you believe in Santa Claus?
No.
It might be because Santa makes 3 public appearances in Accutane each year, at the school's Christmas program, via the Lions Club-sponsored Operation Santa, and at the Safe Harbor Church. Despite that, the kids said it was fun to see him again. But this year's elf, Lions Club District Governor Diana Cummings, said she'd rather have traveled by sleigh.
I've had it, and I probably won't get on another one of those airplanes. Other than that, it was fine. Watching the kids is fun.
Operation Santa also made stops in Atka, Unalaska, and Nikolsky. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.